It's a fact. Many people move through their week at full tilt, yet low-level anxiety sits just under the surface. You know something's coming, but the autopilot is in control. The one who should have your back isn't at home, and that's your self-compassion. I'm Martin Parks, a nutrition and well-being coach at Pure Body Fix. My work focuses on six facets that shape long-term well-being: connection, activity, learning, appreciation, giving back, and nutrition. Just straightforward things that your body, mind, and spirit help you thrive. Pure Body Fix is built for people with real lives, work, children, caring responsibilities, deadlines, and so on. Well-being planning often goes at the bottom of the list. So we co-create ways that fit the day that you actually live. Bite-sized steps that build resilience, inner peace, and clarity over time. Today we start with connection, a driver that is crucial for both mental and physical well-being. Over the next few minutes, we'll explore how connection works and what you can do this week to strengthen it in practical ways. Connection has a measurable impact on both mind and body. People with strong social ties tend to report lower perceived stress, steadier energy, and better resilience. Even small, simple acts like having a conversation, listening carefully, or checking in with somebody support heart rate variability, emotional balance, and overall well-being. Connection flows both ways. When we reach out, people we connect with feel seen and valued, and we feel it too, that sense of warmth and belonging. That exchange strengthens resilience and focus, even before we realize it. From a coaching perspective, connection acts as a practical tool for well-being, building consistent practices step by step. Talking with a friend, sharing a meal, or finding out how someone is really doing creates this mutual sense of value and support. These simple acts where connection builds long-term resilience and clarity. Try this. Pick one connection. Either talk to someone new, ask someone about themselves you don't know, or go for a walk with someone. Scary, but it's worth it. Notice how quickly you start feeling comfortable as you connect more. Those small steps build confidence and belonging. Connection gives you and others a sense of value. The real winner is you. Your self-compassion grows as you reach out. Your presence deepens with each interaction. Try this small step. Ask somebody about themselves, share a story, or go for a walk together. Notice how it feels to be fully present and how naturally it builds confidence, calm, and sense of value. Steps like this help you feel more present, self-compassionate, and part of something that matters. And as we go through the other five facets, you'll begin to see how each facet overlaps the others to build your framework of well-being.